This is something that has already been legislated for. We're just waiting on the actual finalisation of it. And today they've finalised that side-by-side will be commencing as soon as. And basically what's coming out of that is that semi-detached homes, one with a damage threshold and one without a damage threshold, they will be allowed to proceed. We are still waiting on the publication of IS 465, so it's meant to be either today or Monday. So this is just something that the government have thrown out that already has been legislated for, but we're just waiting now to push this over the line. So that today is nothing to do with IS 465. IS 465 is the standard we are all waiting for and hoping that this will allow this scheme to actually start to move.
That already has been delayed substantially. You had hoped to have had that long before now. Is there a risk that because they're dropping this news, as you say, already really predetermined regarding side-by-side today, that this is an indication that perhaps we're going to see a further delay with IS 465, or are you convinced we will see it by early next week at the latest?
My sources say that we're going to see it next week. I don't want to give anybody false hope, but we do believe that with the government announcing today that side-by-side is commencing and that houses, semi-detached houses, one with a damage threshold, one without, that there's something definitely on the way, and this is complementing it in a way, but it's just that the government have taken so long to implement that, and there's people with disabilities that are waiting to start their house, to pull it down on a site, build side by side and to move forward. And we're dealing with these cases every single day, and we've been pushing the government really, really hard on this, and now it looks like we're finally making headway and that these people can get on with their lives and start the rebuilding process.